Hi, this is Dako Robinson, and welcome to the PowerCast. Today is Monday, May 2nd, 2016, and this is episode 2. And I want to talk today about Kanye versus Prince, the brand of confidence you need and how to get it. I had to say it slow so you could like really let it sink in. Kanye versus Prince, the brand of confidence you need and how to get it. Of course, it's definitely connected to current events. But before I jump into that, there's two things I want to mention. The first thing is I'm live on iTunes, woo, which means my podcast is now up and running. It's taken a while to get the second episode out because I said that I wasn't going to put it out until I figured out how to get my podcast on iTunes. And I have done that. I'm super excited. I am not a tech person at all. So it took quite a while, but figured it out. I'm live. And so what that means is that you can subscribe to me and you can take me with you wherever you go. So we can talk in the car. Well, we can't really talk, but you can hear me talk in the car and when you're getting dressed and as you're exercising and all that good stuff. And then when you subscribe, it'll actually automatically update all of the episodes for you. So you should do that and we can be together all the time. And then the second thing is my Morocco trip. For those of you who follow me on the blog, I announced a trip to Morocco and I was opening up to allow a few women to come, and I am sold out, oversold. That's done. So thank you for those of you who supported me in that. And I know that there are a bunch of you who wanted to go and cannot because there's no room. So I'm trying to figure out what the next step is and you will hear from me soon. So those are my two side notes. But today, May 2nd, is all about Kanye versus Prince and the brand of confidence you need and how to get it. So I think it's been about 3 weeks now. Prince passed away very unexpectedly, very suddenly on April 12th. And of course, it's like the whole world went into grieving. And really today, there are still so many articles and information popping up about him. And it has, for me, been really fascinating to see because I've considered myself to be a Prince fan, but I'm not like a super fan. I don't know all the words to the songs. I've never seen him in concert. I never saw Purple Rain until last week. So, but I've always liked Prince and admired him. And of course, you know, there's certain songs that make me think of my childhood. And so I've devoured all of this information that has come out about him. And he's also very private. So I think that's part of the reason too, why the information has been so interesting, because he has intentionally kept to himself, you know, for the majority of his life, or at least the majority of his professional life. And so as I just kind of started reading every day and looking at it and talking to my friends, and I started, you know, looking at really what Prince left beyond music. And I'm like, you know, he's got this very strong sense of personal style and a very authentic sense of creativity, which I call creation for the sake of creation. You know, when you hear that he had this vault at Paisley Park, and I think they say he has enough songs in there for 100 albums. That to me is a different level of creativity. That's where, you know, you are really so connected to your work that you're just creating for the sake of creation because you love to do it. So, you know, there was a lot of gender bending, I think kind of stuff going on with how he appeared, and it was never a discussion. I don't think anybody, I meant to research this before I started the podcast, but that I know of, I don't think anybody ever directly said, "What's up with your outfit?" or "What's up with you wearing makeup?" Nobody ever said anything to him about it. This was how he showed up and it was how people accepted him. I think Prince also taught us the importance of owning your own business and in your brand and your name as he went through his long fight with his record label, and also about setting boundaries in the workplace. And, you know, when he showed up on TV with "Slave" written on his face, and he went through that phase where he did it in every performance, and he also changed his name, that, you know, to me, the way I kind of took it was, there might be certain things you can make me do, but there are certain things that are within my control and I'm not going to allow you to do them. And so if you're going to continue to try to do that, you will not call me Prince anymore. You will call me this figure that I have come up with, and you'll have to think about another way to address me. But what you won't do is address me by Prince. And so I think setting boundaries is super important. I definitely believe it in our personal lives, but definitely in business too, that you're not so hungry for the work or whatever you have going on that you allow people to just walk all over you. I think he left definitely a legacy of kindness, which is now coming out, and you start hearing about all the people that he's done things for and families that he supported and even artists that he took care of in different times of need. And it was always done. Misty Copeland is a person that comes up, and even her documentary, that it never would have been made without Prince donating to the Kickstarter campaign, and how he was actually an executive producer, but he never asked for any points on the movie. He never wanted his name to be credited. He did not want anybody to know that he was involved in it. So I think that's an incredible legacy to leave beyond music. And then the last thing, of course, is really authentic confidence. When I look at him, and again, I look at all this information that came out, I was just like, wow, when I think about what it means to be confident, I think Prince had a certain kind of confidence that was very, very authentic. And so as I started really kind of trying to think about what does that mean, and, you know, what am I saying? I'm really big on words, and I ask myself a lot of questions of like, okay, well, what are you trying to say when you say that, and what does this mean? And so sometimes I think it's good to, when you're having trouble defining what it is you want to say, sometimes you have to start with what it isn't. And so it's like, I might not know what I want to do with my life, but I know what I don't want to do. And so sometimes the knowing what something isn't helps you define what is. And in thinking about that, Kanye is the first person that popped into my mind. I will say this about Kanye. I definitely think that he is a genius. I think he's a creative genius. I admire his drive as a creative producer. And I don't mean like a musical producer, but I mean somebody who is producing creative material. I definitely think he's very driven. He's got this out of the box thinking. He's always pushing the limits of possibility and exploring new landscapes. And I love the fact that you have a musician who decided that he wanted to create a clothing line. I'm not really into, and I had an interesting conversation a few nights ago with someone about this, but these people who say like, oh, you're a musician, who do you think you are to start a clothing line? Well, I mean, who am I not? Like, I can start it if I want to. And sometimes it's just exercising the creativity for the sake of exercising. You don't have to love the clothes. I would never buy them. You don't have to love the price point, but the fact that he had the idea and felt like he could and should enter that arena, I do admire that. I think it definitely takes a lot of balls. It's very easy for us to sit here and say, you know, well, you're a musician, stick to that, or you're a teacher, stick to what you know. You don't know how to write a book, but, you know, the courageous thing to do is to follow your passions where they lead. So I think Kanye has a lot of really great stuff going on with him. And when I look at Prince, and it's like, you know what? Prince is a lot of the same things that I mentioned about Kanye. I think he's all of that, and he knew it, and he never shoved it down your throat. Prince didn't ask for permission or look for our approval. He didn't ask what we thought about it, whatever he was producing, or if we liked it. He was always doing and being authentic to him. And I would say, I think he was truly himself in a world that is always trying to get us to be something other than ourselves. And it's inspiring. And it's really the kind of brand of confidence that we all need. And so I look at, again, Kanye and Prince, and it's kind of like, okay, well, where do they differ? What's so different about the two of them? Because there are so many similarities. But the one thing is, Kanye is always trying to tell us who he is. And I think Prince told us who he was in a certain way, but he never verbally said it. He never said, you know, I'm Prince, you need to, as Birdman would say, respect my name. It was just always, you carry yourself. He carried himself in a certain way. And so that got me to really thinking about, like, what does it mean to be authentically confident? And I came up with four things. I think it's quiet. It doesn't demand to be seen, but it's seen by the power of what it is. And I don't know if that really makes sense to you, but again, it's like a Kanye thing. Like, you can't really put an album out and then get mad at people that they have and say it's the best album in the world or in, you know, your lifetime. And that's great. I think you should definitely think that about whatever it is you're producing, but you don't get to control my opinion about it. And so when you're trying to tell somebody that it's great and somebody else disagrees with you, I don't think that that's really what it means to be confident. I don't think that there's a consensus that's needed. I think you just move in a certain way, and your movement or your behavior kind of makes it cool that, like, makes it clear, that I think this is dope. So I don't really need you to think it's dope. Like, I think it's great. And I'm not asking you, I'm not telling you anything. I'm just doing it, and you'll get in line around what I'm doing. So I would say that authentic confidence is quiet. I say that it is sure, or certain would be another word. And it's, and what I mean by that is that it's all knowing. It's knowing that you know, and sometimes knowing that you don't know. But when the answer is I don't know, it's like being able to stand in the question and just say, you know what, I'm not really sure about that, but I'm okay with not knowing. But being sure of your abilities. I had put something on Facebook the other day, and somebody said, it was a quote that I also shared on Instagram, and I posted it to Facebook, and someone responded and said, you know, I think it was talking about how we're always getting all of this education, but we're never taught to love ourselves. And someone responded and said, you know, that he thought the problem was that too many of us love ourselves, and there's, like, you know, everybody's too worried about themselves. And I was like, you know, what you're seeing is not authentic confidence. What you're seeing is the ego, like, loud and on display, because it doesn't really behave like that. When you're clear about who you are and what you're doing, you just do it. You don't need to hijack other people's opinions or their opinions and their thoughts about whatever it is that you're doing. So the third thing I would say is that it's giving, and it gives people the space to be however or whoever they want without being moved. And so it's kind of like, I'm okay with you not being okay with me. You give somebody the space to not like you and to say, okay, cool. I mean, versus, well, why don't you like me? Well, you're stupid. Well, actually, let me tell you this. You don't know what you're talking about. And my music is good because blah, blah, blah. You don't need, Prince is like, you don't need to think my music is good. I don't actually care what you think. Like, I create because I love to create it, and know that whatever I put out, I think that's the other interesting thing about creativity and being a producer in a creative environment, is that, you know, the work belongs to you when you first do it. But when you put it out to the world, you know, a song that I might create for, because I fell in love with somebody, once I put it out to the world, for you, it might be the song that you played on your mother's deathbed, or for somebody else, it might be the song they played at their wedding, or it might be the song you played in the room when your child came into the world. And so the thing about giving is giving, the thing about authentic confidence being giving is giving other people the space to let it take on a life of its own from their perspective, and not trying to control the narrative around that. And I definitely think that that's something that, God bless his soul, that Kanye does. And so I'm always like, you know, you can't really be that confident about it if you have to tell people what to think or get up and say, this is better than that. It's better to you. It's not better to everybody else. So take your opinion and have a seat. So the fourth thing is unique. Authentic confidence is unique. And I say that it finds its own lane. And, you know, when you know that there are no mistakes and that being you is okay, then you really do become a superpower. And I think you have to know that you have a unique set of experiences and stories and personality traits and lovers and everything that makes the fiber of you who you are. Those things are unique to you. And so when you pull on that, or when you lean into that, is really where you hit a kind of confidence that's authentic. Because, you know, we hear it all the time and it sounds cliche, but it really is the truth. Like, nobody's going to beat me being me. Nobody can beat you being you. You can't tell the story of me, you know, being from New York, growing up in California, going to a HBCU, having vitiligo, just all of these different things that have become milestones in my life. Nobody can tell that story like I can, because it's my story. And so when you know that, you own it and you lean into it and you celebrate it. And I think those things make you authentically confident. And so, you know, then there becomes this thing of like, how? Well, how do you, because that's the next thing in my mind as I was like putting this topic together and just fleshing it out, even just for the sake of conversation with friends, like, you know, what is authentic confidence and how do you get it? And the first thing that came to mind is that you have to define what's meaningful to you and make decisions from that place. I think that is so, so, so incredibly important. And, you know, it's, I also kind of call it value-centered living and like living from your values. And there are a few people that I coach now and I like to give them values assessment because I'm always like, you know, whether we're talking about your personal life or we're talking about your business, I have to know what's important to you. Like certain, you know, there might be things that you're struggling with or things you want help with, or you're looking for somebody else to think along with you. And in order for me to give you my best feedback, I need to know what's important to you. And when I was preparing this, I went back through my vault of papers that I have in my office. And years ago, it's probably been 6 years now, I had a business coach that I was working with, and I ended up kind of writing down what four of my values are. And I found this paper that I had written them out on. And it's interesting to see that they are still the same from then that they are now. There are four on here. My fifth, I'd add a bonus fifth one, but they're authenticity. Demonstrating, the second one is faith, the third one is purpose, and the fourth one is courage. And if I had a fifth bonus one, it would be transparency. But what that means is that I'm clear about the five values that are most important in my life. So anytime I'm facing a question or not sure about what to do, which happens, you're never going to be sure all the time. And, you know, whether that's about a move, whether it's about a relationship, whether it's about a business opportunity, when you come upon those moments where you're not sure about what to do, it's like, well, if you're, you know, focused on your values and you're focused on what's meaningful to you, then what do those things say? And so when you are clear about that, it helps to, you know, kind of construct what the road looks like. And so, you know, if I know that friendship is important to somebody, or I know that intimacy is important to somebody, then it's like, let's make the decision that helps you to stay connected, because that's what's really important to you. And so whatever that might be for you, and whether, again, it's your business, it's your personal life, your love life, whatever, you have to define what's meaningful to you and then make decisions from there. And, you know, if your work, your friends, your family at any point has you irritated, I would venture to say that you're out of alignment with your personal values, because at some point along the way, you've probably given yourself over in a way that you shouldn't have. You've said yes to something that you should have said no to. And I look at Prince and it's like, I would like to think that, you know, one of his values was definitely making really great music and not getting caught up in the business of it. I think another value for him was probably, you know, something having to do with self-respect, because I think about boundaries and how those things can kind of relate, that like, you don't own me. I don't care what contract I sign, and you're not going to be able to just control, you know, this gift that I've been given musically is not really just about making albums. It is my life. It was here before you were here, and it will be here long after. So kind of going on about that one, but I think it's super important. So define what's meaningful to you and go from there. I think the second thing, which is a topic that I love, 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 love to talk about, and I have to get some shirts made with it, but it's tell the truth, and tell the truth about what you're thinking and feeling at all times, because really you can only honor yourself by telling the truth about who you are. And again, kind of letting your people, letting your tribe, letting your work, letting everything organize around that, and knowing that, you know, there's a group for everybody. There's something for everybody. There are people who will love a certain kind of music or love a certain kind of videos that it might not always be mainstream, but if you stay true to who you are, you never really get burned out, because you're always doing what you're super passionate about. And the third thing is to have courage and be vulnerable, and to allow yourself to be exposed. I think you have to do that in order to grow. And I think you have to show yourself. I think the thing about being authentically confident is that who you are, you know that who you are is okay. And so when you know that who you are is okay, you allow yourself to be seen. And I would say that when you're not being vulnerable and when you're not being courageous, you're not allowing yourself to be seen. You're hiding. And if you're hiding, that means that in some way, there's something that you're fearing or something that you believe is not good enough or not enough. And this is one of those very personal questions that really only you can answer for yourself. But I definitely think that it's true across the board. I mean, I'm always asking myself that. Actually, a few hours ago, I was working on something and I was feeling some resistance, like something that I know could be really good, but I'm kind of like, I don't want to do that. I don't think it's the right move. And so I will sit down and I like to write down what it is that I'm afraid of. Why am I feeling fear about something? And then I actually take it a step further and will write affirmations, which for me are helpful about those things. But to really like name what is it that I'm afraid of? And then I can kind of look at it and say, okay, what about this is true? What about this is real? And again, sometimes if the answer is I'm just not ready to do it, then I can own that I'm not ready to do it and not have to come up with a story or something to cover it up in. So authentic confidence, I think it is the brand of confidence you need, and how to get it, again, is really just kind of being clear about what it is that you really want. And I think, again, it's definitely no shade to Kanye. I think he has his own path, which I think is incredible. And I think that he can definitely harness his story and make it become something other than what it's become in the media. But right now, it's like, when I think about the person who replied on my Facebook page, it's like, don't be confused that a lot of that loud talking and just crazy acting and antics and stuff, it's like, that's not confident. I don't know how many of you saw the interview with Birdman on The Breakfast Club. I think that was last week or something, but that's another great idea that like, you come in here and you're loud talking and you're telling people like, you better do this and you better do that. I mean, really, as I like to say, people don't have to do shit. They don't. You can't make them, you can't make people respect you. There's nothing. I mean, you can try to intimidate them into doing it, but that really doesn't, to authentically respect you, that really doesn't work. And so, you know, confidence really is about being good with who you are, with where you are, knowing that you're doing the best that you can and letting that be enough. And then, you know, not needing the approval from the wider market to say that you're okay. And I don't know that we ever get quote unquote there in life. I think it's always a journey, and each level you kind of, I don't want to say succeed, but each level that you rock out on and each thing that you accomplish, there's like a deeper level for something else for you to learn. So I'm always trying to do the work myself. And this has actually been really helpful for me to really just kind of check in and say, you know, where are you looking for approval? Where do you need to know that you know? Where are you out of alignment? And for me, just to kind of make sure that I am definitely staying on the path that I have set for myself. So I hope that this is, I hope that you guys like this podcast. I hope that the Kanye and Prince comparison was great, because I think it's definitely very illustrative. And as always, I would love to hear your feedback, your comments and questions. And you can always reach me on social media. My Instagram is Dayka Robinson, D-A-Y-K-A. My Twitter is Dayka Robinson. My Facebook is actually Dayka Robinson Designs with an S. And then the best way to get me is probably my blog, which is DaykaRobinsonDesigns.com. I always see the comments and will respond, and you have access to my direct contact information and all of that. So this has been episode 2. I hope you loved it, and we will talk soon. Bye.